Shef Shmaitzer Shir Monday night. Or Levov Shvat Tov Shinai and Dalit. We're okay. Everybody's finished with the puns and the jokes, and now we're ready to go back to Daf Kuf Aleph. Oh no, I'm sorry, nothing to do with you here. It's the page Kuf Aleph. Actually, the Shmaitzer is going to segue, as I like to use. I like to use that word at least once a year. The Shmaitzer is going to segue into a different. I mean, he's talking about different things, and he's bringing rayas, but now he's going to go, like, today's shiur, he's going to move away a little from Chayzer Umagid, and he's going to discuss an interesting inyan about Eid Mipi'eid. Sometimes Eid Mipi'eid is good. Eid Mipi'eid, obviously, I mean, Eid Mipi'eid means what we call hearsay evidence. I didn't see it myself. I'm saying over what someone told me. Now, that person, obviously, told it to me outside of Beis Din. Right? That person told it to me outside of Beis Din. And now I'm coming to Beis Din, let's say. Let's say we're an Isha saying Meis Bailey. So she's Naaman, and Eid Mipi'eid is Naaman. So she's come to Beis Din. And she says, someone told me that my. So many times, not many times, but there are a number of times when hearsay evidence, what we would call the Gaiash system, hearsay evidence, is admissible in court as an edus. She doesn't know her husband died, but someone told her husband died. So he's going to talk about aspects of that din. Specifically, what happens if the first guy comes and denies it? Says it's not true. Whom do you believe? Or maybe it's one against one. Do any of them have a stronger nemonos than the other one? Do we look at it as maybe Chayzer Magid? Maybe, or we don't believe anymore. Should we believe the first guy? Should we believe the second guy? Or maybe it's a standoff? So that's what we're going to discuss. V'hinei kosov aran v'chidusha perek shvus o'edus b'hod diyom Rav Papa. Rav Papa makes the following enigmatic statement. The Gemara is talking about being mashbia, an aid. There's a din of shvuas. We're in Mitzvah Perek Yudalit, finishing the discussion about the so-called stira and Shuvas Haran and Chayzer Magid and Chutz LeBeis Din and all those good things. Basically, almost at the beginning of Perek Yudalit, like two, three paragraphs into Perek Yudalit. V'nei Kozav Shuvas Haran. Okay, the Ran's going on a Gemara. There's a concept of being of Shvuas Eidus, where I place under oath an aid to come say Eidus for me, and that's a parasha in the Torah where if he doesn't do it and he lies and he swears falsely, he has to make a korban. It's called Shvuas Eidus. It's a parasha at the end of Vayikra. Brings Grad an oil of the Orate. That's the type of korban he brings, meaning a sliding scale based on how much he can afford. The rules of Shvuas Eidus are is that it has to be a monetary inyan. If he would come and say Eidus for me, I would benefit monetarily, and by his refusal to come, by his denial that he knows anything, so he's making me lose money. He's being mafsid me mamon. I place him under oath, I make him make a Shvua that he doesn't know Eidus for me, he makes the Shvua, then he admits it's not true at some later point. That's the scenario of Shvuas Eidus. Amar Rav Papa, b'od yom Rav Papa, kol moedim be'ed mitzva shu chayiv. Now, an aid, normally Shvuas Eidus is two aidim, because who has an emonis l'gabi moment? It's two aidim. One aid is not an emon l'gabi moment. So it's two aidim. Comes along Rav Papa, there is the famous case of an aid misa that's nemon an aid echad, an aid saying the husband died. It's the beginning of the 10th parak in Yevamos. There's a special nemonos given to an aid echad, say her husband died, to avoid aguna situations, that she doesn't know what happened to her husband. Many times you can't know if a guy died or not, and so the Chazal decided to believe in aid echad. How can Chazal decide to believe in aid echad in a davar sheba erva?
What?
Relax. I'm telling you first the din. the ground floor. Now we're gonna go to Ksub. The basic din is that an Eid Echad is Neman to say her husband died and she can get married. What right do Rabbanan have to give an Emunus to an Eid Echad when you so obviously need to aid them to say someone's husband died? Could he marry her? Rather not. If it's one aid, by two aid, then one of them could. But, that's the subject of discussion in Rishonim. It's a combination of factors. It's a mitzvah that we did a gluye, because he'll show up. Bahor of Varaglov, what do you do if he shows up? There's various knossos. Yeah, we came across it. The shaila is, what koach do Rabbanan have to believe him? And that's already...
We did it with the whole inyan of Ksuba when we said, oh, but, okay, so she doesn't have Ksuba, she can still get married. It was a whole...
Anyway, there's a case where one aid is chayiv karman shvur, because the woman is mashbia him to come say aidus, because the din is she can't collect ksuba. She can't collect ksuba, because the shtar ksuba says that when you're mutter to marry someone else, you can collect ksuba. Now, normally, we might be tempted to say that Rabbanon stepped in because of the aguna situation, and they gave him an amonus, but maybe because the brothers don't yarsh it, they can't get Yerusha from him based on the Eid Echad, because it's only an Eid Echad. But rather, Ksuba she does get because of a clause in the Ksuba that says that the Ksuba kicks in when she, if she marries, right, she marries someone else. She knows in the Acher, Titli, Mash, what you get.
Only if she gets married?
That's the Lashon text of them, because the presumption is if she doesn't get married, she gets mazonos. When she gets married, usually the way it works is that you get, when you express an intention to get married, that's when you got ksuba. Till then, you were supported by the estate. An almona, not a grusha. Grusha gets nothing, except if you're in a goyish court, she gets alimony. But,
She gets
ksuba, yeah, but she doesn't get mazonos. Anyway, the ksuba is alimony. Ksuba is enough. If you look at the Gemara's monetary system, ksuba is enough to support her for a year.
That's
what she gets. It is alimony in a sense.
But the idea, the
goyim gives, oh, the kids is different. We're talking about heart. But what the goyim call alimony, and now they call marital property half and half. California started, machla started in California, then it spread to all the states, then it spread to Israel. That marital property is considered a shutzfus, which is Geneva and the Midiraisa. Okay, except by the RCA, of course, Dina Malchus and Dina, Hefker based on Hefker, U.S. government Hefker. Hey, I don't want to start ranting about that. But, it's because it brings they get Ma'usa. Well, many times it becomes the subject of the get Ma'usa, because you say you're going to take him to the cleaners if he doesn't give a get. But this is a different subject. Anyway, Ksuba is the original alimony. The idea that she's given some money, you don't just throw her out into the street, that's a grusha. And if you look at the amounts of money, and you know the Gemara's monetary system, what you're really doing is you're giving a support for a year. Because it's Mosayim Zuz, and that's poverty line. It comes out to support for a year, conceptually.
It's a year.
She's supposed to get married again. You don't like women running around in the streets. No, I'm dead serious. We don't like our women running around in the streets after. Let them go remarry. And now, what? That she wants to. That Tabla Mesa means she wants to. Anyway, an almana is really a different story. She gets supported by the estate. And rather there, the shoe's on the other foot. Not many people, in general, people don't know that halacha. And if you have sometimes their children from a different mother, or even from the same mother many times, but we won't go into it, you know, because she can empty out the whole estate very quickly. It's a problem. It sounds like a funny halacha, because You have to give a free rent, and full support. You know, within 10 years, there's no Yerusha left. I mean, I don't know.
What's he gonna eat?
What?
What's he gonna eat?
It's expensive proposition. The Achronim grapple with it because women would normally get married, and when she gets married, it stops. But now the women don't get married so fast, and they see they have a cash cow here, especially if it's not the mother. Many times the children are, not many times, but
she's a stepmother.
But she still gets supported. Her husband died and she gets supported.
When they get bigger, don't they take over then?
Yeah, but they can't do anything about this. It's a chiyuv ksuba. Supporting an almana,
no matter
the estate, not them. Not their the personal estate. Money.
Them.
The estate of the father. Yeah, but not their personal money.
What's their personal money?
If they work.
Right.
They
also earn money. The Yerusha
could be eaten up very quickly by the Almana. It creates the Achronim.
Try to kill her.
The Achronim. There's really a machlokas in the Gemara, Bnei Yehuda, Bnei Golil. It's a ksubis. Whether the Yisomim have a right to pay the ksuba and tell her goodbye. We paskin they don't. But it creates very difficult situations. And the Achronim say the cost of living used to be very low. I'm talking about 1,000 years ago, 2,000 years ago. The cost of living is very high. It costs a lot to live. And the Achronim grapple with this and suggest different solutions. It creates a lot of machlokas, a lot of ill feelings, a lot of very, very, I mean, I said on the best, it's very, very, very difficult situation.
Then you wanted to get rid of the lady.
Even if it's their mother, they're not so happy, you know.
If it's their mother,
if it's not their mother.
What do they want her to do?
What do they want her to do? I don't know, but meanwhile, they don't have a Yerusha left. Within 10 years, no Yerusha. It costs a lot. So how much money do people leave? Oh, you know, if he was a millionaire, good. But if he was a regular guy, and meanwhile she's living in the house. You know, you can't kick her out of the house. She's in the marital home. That's besides support. It's difficult. I'm trying to have different suggestions. Okay, I don't know why I got into this. A little sociology here. A lot of fun. Very fun. Okay. I'm telling stories from the
days. Why is that difficult? She should get it.
Yeah, okay, that's easy to say. But
well, the kids,
you know, they expect the Yerusha. And imagine it's a stepmother.
Stepmother, something else, but a regular mother.
What do you mean something else? But the din applies to a stepmother too. So let's talk about stepmother.
Yeah, but it's common.
Very difficult. Even the mother, you know.
What does he want her to do? What?
Why should she go
she
in the
made
street?
Them. Hello. They weren't
eat less. Eat less.
She lived with the guy for 50 years.
Nobody could compare their father. Father was a great man. And you know, what do they want from her? She's going to go out and get back some smoke. What do they want?
They want some Yerusha.
Okay. People go. We want a lot of things.
Listen to me.
Why should they get it more than her?
People go crazy by her.
One, what is it? One father can raise 10 kids, the 10 kids can't raise one.
Oh, really? You just made that up?
That's it. That's what it is. That's the beside over here. One mother can raise 10 kids and 10 kids to get out of the house.
You could easily hear by a stepmother. Imagine an older man already. He remarries. He's married to a woman for a year. Now she gets everything. Yeah, prenup.
That we understand. We all understand that.
Gold digger.
That's probably
gold digger. Okay, anyway, so she gets the ksuba. But in Eid Echad, saying Eidus, and that's an anomaly, because the brother, the other Yerushim don't get Yerusha. It's only in Eid Echad saying he died. But ksuba is an exception because of the phrasing of the Shkar ksuba. Anyway, so here you have a case of an Eid Echad that could get the woman money. Now he denies it now. She wants him to come to Beis Din and be made that the husband died. In order for her to get ksuba, and he denies it. So Rav Papa says the shmuas eidus,
Hakomodim be'erechot v'misa shuchayim, even though it's only an erechot. In other words, there's a standard case where an erechot could be machayiv moment, and therefore if he denies, he knows it, and he's nishba, he's machayiv a korban shvua. Normally, if you would ask a question, is an erechot machayiv a korban shvua, you'd say no, because it's only an erechot, he can't be machayiv moment. The whole korban shvua is if you don't kick in the chayiv moment through your rages. So Rav Papa says, "Achol Modem Beit Misa Shu'm Chayiv." There's a case of Beit Misa where he's Chayiv a Karmen Shu'm. If he denies, yeah. "Achol Modem Beit Misa Shu'm Potter." And there's a case where he's Potter. And now the Gemara explains, "Achol Modem Beit Misa Shu'm Potter." The Amalala Dida, the Amalal Bezdin. He told her Chutzla Bezdin that her husband died, and now she was Mashbia him in Bezdin. And he denied ever telling her that. So he's not mechuyev a korban shvuah. Says the Ran, because of the Ran gazel l'shono. Now, when you learn the Gemara of Pashtus, you would learn perhaps that if he told her chutz lebeisdin, so he wasn't mafsid her money, because she can go to Beisdin herself and tell Beisdin that her husband died. Eid mipiyed, because eid mipiyed is that one. So she has it in her hands to get the ksuba and to remarry and say get the ksuba. So he wasn't matzid hamaman by being co-fair because she could pull off the whole thing herself. That's what you might think. But the Ran says that it's not really true. Because if he would come to Bezin and say it's not true, I never told you any such thing, he would be nama. That's the Ran. And as by 8 BPA, the Ran is implying, not only is he implying it, he's actually saying it. By 8 BPA, if the origin of your Avis comes and says it's not true, he's believed over you. So that's the Ran. Let's learn the Ran inside. Because of the Lord Ran, the Lavla Mamber Shatayna Menes, that's not the reason he's taught to her, because she really is Neman herself. Afilo Achshav Shaboh Aid, Shaomer Bishmo Mace, Baomer Shalom Mace. But he never said such a thing. The Bade B'chaygat Lo Mehemna, she's not believed. Shekein Hadin B'chol Eid B'Eid, Im Harishon Kofer, if the origin, the first guy, the first aid, denies it, Ein Hasheni Home B'Shmo Ne'eman. Now we can talk about why, maybe tomorrow, maybe we'll see later in the Shmaitza, but why? Why should he be Ne'eman? But that's the din. If I'm saying over something in someone else's name, so he could say it's not true, Ladam, he didn't say it, and he's Ne'eman. Raya the Dover, and the Ran brings a Raya. The Ran brings a Raya. There's a Gemara in Ksuvos about a woman. She says that, we don't have to learn the Raya at this point.
What does it mean, Pata? Pata from what?
From a Korban Shvuah.
He doesn't have to make a Shvuah?
No, he's Pata from bringing a Korban when he admits that he lied. Again. That's why I gave the whole lot to him. Korban Shvuah means I place you under oath to come to Beis Din and say Eidus in something that could benefit me money. And you swear falsely that you don't know Eidus. You then later admit that you lied. We have a carbon shul. That's when we talk about a carbon shul. To qualify for carbon shul, it has to be that your edus would have gained me money, and now it's messing me up. Right? So the Ran is saying, why is this a partner from a carbon shul? Not because, I'll tell you the following story. He's not messing her up. She can come to basement and say, the guy told me my host died. And she's never an APPA. Says the Ran, that can't be the reason. Because if Itaka comes to Bezdin and she's my via him, and he says it's not true, I never told it to you, he's Nemo. So he is messing her up by denying he told it to her. So she can no longer say, he told it to me. Are you with me? So then the Ran says, so why is he Potter? So if you know, ostensibly, when you learn the Gemara, you might be tempted to say the reason he's part to her is because it's in her hands, whether or not she wants to get the carbon, whether she wants to get the tzubu or not. He's not messing her up. But then the Ran says, that's not true. He is messing her up, because she's not nemun against him. So, v'chitemun kena hocha my potter, So why was he talking butter in such a case in the carbon floor when he told her chutzpah basic? Why is he butter? Bishuk, he garbled the nasha, because she is at fault here. Who told her to bring him to basic? She's a fool. He should have locked him in his house. Then she could come to Bezdin and say, he told me my husband died. By her bringing her to Bezdin and saying, I want, tell the Bezdin what you told me. He says, I tell you not, I don't know what you're talking about. So she messed herself up. And when she messes herself up, that's not, he's not including the purpose of the world. That's what the Rav says. He garmel and nafsha, she's beyond the Bezdin. She ilu rotsa sa loimar beis baili stam. It's her fault that he messed her up.
Believing him enough to bring the message,
but then he denied it.
Right.
So who told her to bring him the
message? She didn't have to bring him. She could have just said herself. He told me.
Okay.
That's his call coming from this guy.
Yeah. That's okay. Even though he is messing her up, but since she brought about that he messed her up, so that's why he's parted from a carbon school. That's how the Ram learns the Gemara.
Because together of nafsha.
Together is that he who daft to gone nafsha. That's what he said. She messed herself up. Uraya, so the Raya of the Ram, that aid number one, is always feminine over aid number two, the Parakamadir, because the, what does it say there, Parakamadir? That if a woman says that if the woman says that the chacham paskin is mutter, he said it's tohor, whatever it is, and then it turns out she's lying, so then he takes a shalom b'tzuba, she loses the tzuba, because she wanted to be machil him b'vara masuda. Okay? Now, how does so the Gemara says, like, what's the case? How do you know she's lying? How did he find out she's lying? So the Gemara says, he went to the chacham and he asked him. The Chacham said it's not true. So the Chayyim is a Beferish of Gemara that when you say something in the name of someone else and that person denies it, so he trumps you and he has nemon. The Marishan Kofair, Urayas will be Perak Hamadir, the Marishan Kofair, Ein Hasheni Omer Bishmo Nemon, the Chacham Rusha, Ploni Chacham Tiher Li Hakesem, Yishtakach Shikra, where it says, Behind Wal Pia Chacham. And you know it's a sheker, because the husband pulled up the chacham. He said, I don't know what you're talking about. So that's the raya that the first one's them.
When you said it's her fault, like she brought him, who said she had to bring him, doesn't that work opposite what we would think would be amigo? Couldn't she say, you should Taka believe me and not him, because I didn't have to bring him, but I brought him anyway?
Yeah, but once he denies it, everything she is, the cyberchan falls away.
Right, but she.
This did.
I would understand believing him over her because her whole koach comes from him.
Right.
But here I'm saying it's the opposite. She could just say, obviously, I wouldn't have brought him unless he changed his story. He must have said it. Because I could have just told you what he said and you would have believed me. It's like, to me, it seems like there's koach on amigo in that.
I don't know. It's not strong enough. Not strong enough to deny this Lebedika alive, kicking guy that says it's not true. Now comes the Shmaitzer. The Shmaitzer says that when an aide says something kutzla beisdin, he could be chayzer. He could be chayzer because he doesn't, right? Whenever he says something out of beisdin, he could be chayzer. Right?
Before the Shmaitzer, a person's only kind of a shor, he admits later he lied, right?
That's a that nothing to do with the Shmaitzer. That's a din in the Torah, part of the Yikra. When you admit you lie.
So where over here did he
admit? Carbon.
So where did he admit he lied?
We're not up to that. That's the story later. We're not up to
so
that. We're up to that he said she
doesn't. The thing is possible.
Again, a carbon shrua has the shlav that the aide said under oath, I don't know edus for you.
And then he admits he knew.
Yeah, that's the second part of the story. We're not dealing with the second part of the story. We're dealing with the first part of the story. Where he messed her up, he didn't allow her to get money she was owed by saying, I don't know edus to you. Yeah, the story of a carbon shua that he later admitted he lied. We're not dealing with that part of the story. We're dealing with the first part of the story. Where he said edus,
where he said, I don't know Eidus for you. Okay? So now, the Shmaitzer wants to know like this. According to the Ran, that an Eid, Chutz Lebeisin, can always be Chayzer. So the Ran Lechayra could bring a Raya. The Ran brings a Raya from a Gemara that the first Eid is more Neman than the second Eid. Right?
It's not a Svara.
He brings a Raya. So the Ran, the Shmaitzer says it's a Svara. Because if he could be Chayzer, then he has a Migu. He has the Migu. Because he could say, it's true, I told them Meis Baila, and now I changed my mind. I lied. Because he doesn't have to deny that it's not true. So believe him when he says it's not true. With a Migu, the whole kasha of the Shmaitzer is, why doesn't the Ran say, according to the Ran, that when you say something chutz lebeis, that you could be chayzer. So instead of this, you might not even hold it's a kasha. You might hold a Gemara as a better raya than a svara. But that's the Shmaitzer's kasha. That in svara we should believe the first guy, but the first guy has a migu. Believe him that it's not true, because migu he could say it is true. But guess what? I changed my mind, and he could change his mind. So she only knows Meis Baila from him. And he changed his mind. He could change his mind because he only said of chutz lebeis did. That's the Shmaitzer's kasha. Ulefim hashekazav of Iran, the chutz lebeis did. Yochel ha'ed lachzer v'lomar mevudani. I lied. Im kein tepuklei the harishon hakofer nemon yoser min hasheni the migu the boyomar mevudani kiven the zayin loy hutral pi beis did. She didn't. Everything was outside of beis and there was no psak beis did yet. And he could be Chayzer. So why didn't the Ran say that Svara?
Could we say that's not a good Migo because a person doesn't want to admit he lied? Didn't we have isn't there a concept like in Migo where a person doesn't want to be embarrassed and so they wouldn't say?
I don't know. Okay. I don't know what to say. I don't even understand the kasha. You know, I'd rather bring a raya from a Gemara
right.
than prove in Svara. Like, because the Svara might be true, might not be true. Teretz is the Shmaitzer holds like the Chavis Halvavus.
It's not a compelling Svara.
Chavis Halvavus holds that Svara comes first.
No, because it's not a compelling Svara. We said all this, right? When it's a compelling Svara, then we say Svara he lamely cross Svara he. But it's only when it's a compelling Svara.
So maybe the Shmaitzer held. I don't know. This is the Derech of the Shmaitzer. He has such a kasha. Ubekunches agunas lemahar chash, right? He brings a hoychiach the rishon hakofer neman yoser that the aid that now denies it is more neman than the second one that says it over in his name. Behodash mina rav papa because rav papa says it as a chiddush. Hakomodim beirecho chu potur liyomer lo ledidov liyomer lohu lebeisle, right? L'chayra. The name of the Rishon Lomotzi LaKisha came Michael Mashmal and Rav Papa Shehu Potur. Typically, of course, he's Potur because he can't. Typically, the Lekha Possession Kfiron, even the Hinem Menes Yoser. We don't listen to him denying that he knows Avis, that he's more Neman than him. Now, again, it doesn't have to be such a Mikash, it could be their equal. The Ran says the first one's more Neman than the second one. The Marchash says the Ran could Lechora bring a Raya, or at least he brings a Raya to the Ran. He brings a Raya to the Ran because the Rels Rav Papa is not saying a Chiddush because of course the eight Misa's Potur because she's more Nema than him. She says he told me made Bailey. He's coming to Bethan. He's swearing that he never that he didn't say that, but she's more Nema than him. So of course he's Potter, she can still get married and she can still collect the ksuba. She can collect go, pay go and get $200, $200. So of course he's not mechuyev a carbon shvuah if she gets her money. He's only mechuyev a carbon shvuah if he makes her lose the money. So if the second one is Neman more than the first, so he didn't make her lose her money. Umay Kamash when Rav Papa is not even a chiddush. So it's mukhrach. So he is mafsid her. Because she messed herself up by bringing him to Bezdin. That's the marchash. Okay, we have to stop there. Right? I mean, anyway, we